Parshas Tetzaveh often comes out the week of Purim or Zohar, as it does this year, depending on whether or not it's Ibriyar or it's not Ibriyar. And I thought maybe there's a kesher between Parshas Tetzaveh and Purim. Parshas Tetzaveh is the only parsha we know from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was born till he was Nifter, till Vezayis HaBrachah, and including Vezayis HaBrachah, that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. And the... his name is not mentioned? That's the Baal HaTurim says. That's Mekubal, Kimdumani. But he says that, says the Baal HaTurim at the beginning of the parasha, he says two reasons why. One reason he says is out the Agavas Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. He shouldn't have Agavas Nefesh because right at the beginning it's already it's the Tachsisei Kuhuna that are mentioned. It's all the Begodim of the Kohanim. And Moshe Rabbeinu Besam should have been the Kohen Gadol, but he lost it when he was having the Shakla Batari with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about who to send to be girl Kal Yisrael. Really, since he lost it, Al Zagmas Nefesh, his name wasn't mentioned in conjunction with the Tzivui of the Big Day Kuhuna. The second reason he says, this is what's already important in other places in Chazal, that since Moshe Rabbeinu said, "If you're not going to be Mechal Kal Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel, then be Mechik me from the Torah," so Kilolos Chacham Afilo Atanayuba, says the Baal HaTurim. Melo was Niskayim Ktas, even though he wasn't Nimche and Gansen from the Sefer Torah. However, there's one parsha, they say the Remez Ladover, Misifrecha is Misifrechof, from the 20th parsha, and Tetzav is the 20th parsha from the beginning from Bereshis. And Memela, he's not found in this. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was murdered the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. As Chazal say, that there were seven people that were murdered the Shechina. There were seven people that caused the Shechina to be Oile through the Chatoim. And then once Avram Avinu came, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Levi going down to all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the seventh. He was able to be murdered the Shechina. And everything, as we say at the end, V'akob kudek, kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe. Even specifically with regard to the Mishkan, even though Batal and Eliyahu were officially in charge, but everything was kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe. Even though it was all kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe, l'maisa, we don't see Moshe Rabbeinu in the parasha. In the parasha, we don't see Moshe Rabbeinu, whose name is not mentioned, even though everything was really him. That's really the Megillah. The Megillah is the exact same thing. We don't find the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Megillah. However, everything is clear. It's only clear, actually, looking 2020 in hindsight. It's ponai lo yiro, sachor yiro, the Mepharshim say, I think it's some service say, it means that you're only able to see, very often you're only able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're looking back. When looking back, you could see that achorai, after it already happened, you could see it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To see it beforehand, to see it, or see it while it's happening, that in Echonami, that's very difficult to see. That's the, looking back at the entire story, the sequence of events, from Mishnah Sholosh Lamolchai, all the way till the end of the story, which was many years, nevertheless, They were able to pick out the points. They took out the history book of Kilo of Megillah is really a few points that are taken out from the course of many years, and you were able to weave them together into the story of Purim. You're able to see clearly how was the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Though Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned, nevertheless, certainly he was the one who became clear beyond the shadow of doubt that he was orchestrating everything that went on. And the truth is that if you look in the Mepharshim say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, his name is really mentioned very many times. As Rashi Teva, Sefer Teva, it's a mixture. But Yovei Hamelech Hamon Hayoim is Yudkei Vavkei. This many times. Yaakov Linsky has a whole list of them. I don't know, maybe 10 of different times, different Rashi Teva, Sefer Teva, that are all Merames Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which I think is this Nekuda. Even though you don't see Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly, and his name is not mentioned clearly, nevertheless, there's still some sort of impression. Still, if you look for it, you'll find it. You'll find the Rashi Teves, you'll be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Yudkei Vavkei, you'll be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ibn Ezra says, I saw today that Beinu Bachi and Kare Kemach, he brings down from the Ibn Ezra, he says, Al-Derech HaPshat, he says that Ibn Ezra's Pshat is the Pshat in the Megillah. He says, and one of the things that he mentions there, is he says that the reason why Mordechai and Esther did not put HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in there, since it was written as a story, and it was also, like it says at the end of the Megillah, that it was written down in the history books of Malchei Modai HaParas, and since the Parsim were going to write the story as well, they would take the story, and every time that it said HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, they would put in the name of their Getchka, of their Avodah Zarah. He says, we find that they did that with the Torah. Bereishis Bar Elokim, they wrote Bereishis Bar, and they put in the name of their... He says, they didn't want to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name there, because if there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name there, then they would switch it. The Goyim would switch it and put in the name of their Getchka. So you put it, they're Meramis. That's always the danger. And one of the big things when they were metargim the Torah to Yevanis, one of the big chesaronis was that all the Ramazim that you have in the Torah, you lose as soon as it goes to a different language. You don't have any Rashi Tevris anymore. You don't have any Gematrius anymore. You don't have any drushes of very many of the drushes shall turn into drushes behem. Once it's ready miturgam, lav dafka diyav klal prat klal, they switch around the order when it goes in a different language. You don't have all the drushes of Chazal, which is, but if a person, if it's in the original language, in Lashon HaKodesh, you're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I think that this is really what happens, the Ibn Ezra said, is exactly what happens with Zvanenu. That we have something which was clearly a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we put in, instead of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we put in something else. Either we put in the boss, or we put in our boss, or we put in nature, or we put in some other prime minister, president. So we fill in the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the name of somebody else, which is Ki'ilu, he's the one that's really calling the shots. And that's the avoido of Oilam Hazeh, which is from Lashon of Helam. Oilam is from Lashon of Helam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ne'elam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to see past the facade of nature, to see the past of the facade. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it so clearly, like sometimes if we don't get the message, if somebody that has, you have an earthquake that happened a few weeks ago in Turkey, that tens of thousands of people were killed in a second, in moments. People... There's no way to explain that, right? There's no way to explain even everything that they did with the Twin Towers, with the two biggest buildings in the world just about at that time. How many people orchestrated it? How many people were killed? A tremendous amount. It was like 1,500. That in seconds, tens of thousands of people should be killed in a way that can't be explained. In a way that can't be explained. It's only, well, it's nature, of course. There's the shifting of the, everybody knows. We learned earth science in ninth grade. We passed the regions. We tried to pass the regions. Whatever it was, right? We learned that the world has a different place, and sometimes they move. Sometimes they move, sometimes they don't move. It depends on what time of day it is. What is this? What is this business? Yeah, it's devil. It's nature. Everybody knows. It's the lava that comes out of the volcano. No, sometimes it comes out, sometimes it doesn't come out. How come it comes out sometimes, it doesn't come out sometimes? Oh, you have to know, it's the world is 60 million years old, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have all our Eitzes and all our explanations of what happened Be'etzem. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we really have to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I had an interesting story that happened this week. I've noticed I had a little chip in my glasses, on one side of the glass, not these glasses, and you'll hear why exactly. And it was just a little crack, and... Then it fell last week, and it actually cracked off the glasses. I gave them in on Sunday. It was already a few months that they were a tiny little thing, and then it really cracked. I gave it in on Sunday, and I got it back on Tuesday afternoon this week. I put them on. I actually wore them for Second Seder, if they'll notice. And on my way back from Second Seder, they fell again. Don't ask how, but it fell, and somebody kicked it, and bang, fell, and the other lens cracked. The other lens cracked. The very same day that I got it back, the other lens cracked. Because obviously it was a clear message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, it wasn't the one that I just got that has Achayut. It's the other one, right? So Murphy's Law. That's what we call Murphy's Law. That's, instead of saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we like to say Murphy's Law. That's one of the ways that we, that's one of the things that we do, is Murphy's Law. It's also, that's instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. Terrific. Again, went back that very night, Tuesday. I was there in the store twice on the same day. Wants to pick up my glass, wants to bring it back to get it fixed. And... So obviously there's a clear message here, right? Because Baruch was trying to tell me something. So he's supposed to. So what's the message? That's personal, right? Well, certainly the first thing, right? Shmir Zanayim. What does that have to do with the eyes? But I thought maybe that there's an akuda which a person can always work on, myself included. It's something which is a lifelong avoido. Nevertheless, I thought it hit me, this aspect of the Mishkafayim, of the... I mentioned this to somebody, he says, oh, you have to get a new Ashkafa. You have to get a new Ashkafa, maybe. So I took it as that's Be'etzem, you have to look at things with a certain Ashkafa. In other words, you have to have a certain glasses to be able to see things. You have to, maybe you're not looking at things properly. To decipher things, to understand things, to be able to see what's going on in the Bria, you have to be able to put on certain glasses. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to read, I go to Vada of a certain Mashgiach, and he that's basically the two things that he has two basic messages he tries to give over. And that's one of them is how to see the Welt for what it is. And how to read a newspaper. How to see between the lines, see the Ribbono Shel between the lines of the newspaper, and see that it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not the prime minister, and it's not the this, and it's, and it doesn't mean that we don't have to do tshuva if it's a prime. It's all a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's doing it. It's all. It doesn't mean that you don't have to do a shtadlis. You have to do whatever your shtadlis it is, but not to lose sight of who it really is. And that's the story of the Megillah. That's the story of the Megillah, is to see how Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person could have easily passed up and seen. In the Megillah, a lot of things look like Mordechai was the one that was causing trouble. Mordechai was the one that wasn't bowing down. He was the one that was telling him not to go to the Masuda. He's the one that's always causing trouble. He's the one that's causing the Gzeir against Bali. So it's all Mordechai. But it was actually at that time, I just saw the Targum Sheni today, he says that from the beginning of the Suda that he made in Shushan, that Achashverosh made in Shushan, the 7 days at the end, it's a pillar. At the end, he messed up on the last day. The whole story, after 6 months, and then another 7 days. He's mamish, the last day, the end of the last day, that's when he messed up. A few more hours, he would have been fine, when he killed his wife, everything would have been kilu al mei menuches. But he messed up on the last day. So he says the Targum Sheni, that Mordechai started davening from the beginning of the Suda in Shushan, until the last day. He says on the last day, B'yom Yishvi, he says that's when it was niskabel the tefillah of Mordechai, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the tefillah, it was niskabel the tefillah, I think he says, of Mordechai, the gzeir was be'etzem because of the Suda. So they thought, it's all because of Mordechai, that this whole thing is happening, he's telling us not to go to the Suda, don't get on the good side of the Goyim, he's not bowing down, it was because they went to the Suda, B'nei Shenenu, and he on the other side was davening the entire time. So it all looked like it was one thing and it was really something else. To be able to see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see the picture for what it really is. And I think maybe that's the difference between a Goy and a Yid. It comes out with the daughter of Haman, I thought. Alpi Derech HaSeichel, if we saw, we know that the Yidin are in big trouble. We know that the Haman is the Mishnah LeMelech. If you see two people, that one person is leading the horse, one person is on the horse. So who is it going to be? The Haman is going to be on the horse, and Mordechai is going to be leading the horse. Mamela, that's what she understood. So it could be, it was a pellet to me, I'll tell you the truth. He has to scream, in front of everybody, we didn't find that Haman's daughter was deaf. She didn't hear what was going on. She didn't hear what was happening. She was on a high rise, 150 stories high, she didn't realize what was going on. She's maybe on the second floor. I don't know where she was. She didn't hear her father. She didn't hear her father saying, "Kochi Yisrael Isha Sharamelech Avitz Bikari." What was going on? She didn't hear it. Why not? Because it was pasha to her that Haman's on the horse and Mordechai's leading the horse. But what's really going on? Mordechai's on the horse and Haman's leading the horse. It might look. It might think. It might be. It looks like the Goyim are in charge and the Yidden are being trampled on. They're the ones that they're doing the bizirness, but it's exactly fakert. Who's really being manig derilim? Who's really the one that's in charge? Who's the really one on the horse? That's the Yidden. That's the Yidden that's really on the horse. And that's the lesson, I think, of the Megillah is, for us, is in our lives. In our lives, to always look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To always look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the story. And even when things are not exactly maybe how we would have wanted it, or not exactly how we planned, but to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think that that's also the nekuda of the Yudkei Vavkei, that is the Rashi Tevis, that are so many times, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always leaves a place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always leaves a place to be able to be seen. There's always the Rashi Tevis that he's able to see. But even, it's interesting, one of the Rashi Tevis is Yovei HaMelech V'Aman HaYayim. Yovei HaMelech V'Aman HaYayim means that's when Esther asked Achashverosh to invite Haman to Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, why did Esther, what Ma Rosa Esther Lahazmin is Haman? What did she see? And there's a whole list of things that it says that she had in mind. They shouldn't say that we have a Chayislanu in the palace, that somebody's going to save us. All a bunch of different things. Because the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim found Eliyahu HaNavi, and they said, which one is the Richtig Pshat? Which one did she really have in mind? Morris says, Elio Navi said she had all of them in mind. They're all the things that are mentioned, they're all in mind. It's the machlokes here. They're all true. She had them all in mind. And in exactly that, all her ishtadlis, with all the different things in mind, it's exactly there in those words, Yavai Melech Mamon Ayurim, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all. Who gave her that idea? Who gave her, who put that, who Yav Lecha Eitzel Mikni Nichsin? Who gave her that idea? That's all. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's our person to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even the tragedy that happened with the Palei children that were killed, that it was clear that it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's clear that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And usually when he goes to the bus stop, it says that he would go to the right instead of to the left, because the two bus stops, when he came out of his house, in between two buses, he always go to one, it was closer to where the bus would come. That way, there was a bigger chance to be able to get seats. And therefore, and for some reason, he went the other way. And his other son, decided to stay in the car. There was a car there. I don't know exactly where it was. He hadn't gone with them. He was waiting till the bus came before, and he didn't go with them. So exactly where they went, and exactly where, and that his other son wasn't there at the time, and he was saved because of that. To see, Rav Don Segal, he said it's a story that we would see every person that hears such a story, two innocent children, a person's rachmanis is mamish and is erred from such a thing. Says, where were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avarachman? How could it be right that such a thing happened? He says, first of all our rachmanis comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says. The very fact that we have Hanoyit Arizan Ali Yishma, right? Or the fact that we have the Rachmanis, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Rachmanis in us. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rachman. Every Rachmanis that we have, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu has much more Rachmanis than we have. So for us, we would never do such a thing. For the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, it must be that it's Rachmanis. We would never do such a thing because we have a certain amount of Rachmanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ultimate Rachman, certainly wouldn't do it if not. He gave us the Rachmanis that we feel. That's what he said. A story. He said an interesting thing. He said he was present once when a mother was washing her child. He said, and the child was screaming his bloody murder. The kid, so the father comes, and father says, "Does Ima love you?" And the child says, must have been a three, four-year-old. The child says, "Yes." So he says, "So why is she doing this to you?" He wasn't able to answer. He doesn't. So the father asked again, "Does Ima love you?" He said, "Yes." So why is she doing this? You're screaming your pants. Why is she doing this? He wasn't able to formulate anything. He couldn't. Three-year-old, that's it. He asked a third time. Maybe Taka, think about it. Maybe, does Ima love you? Yes, Ima loves me. So why is she doing this to you? He wasn't able to answer. Servant on Sagal is in Sarah, and it could be that the father there was, I don't remember exactly what he said. He says in Sarah to the fact that that's exactly our way in this world. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu love us? The Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. We see things that we can't explain. You're right, we can't explain it. We don't have an explanation. But it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all Rachmanis. It's all Rachmanis. And a person is able, a person that looks for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the idea of getting dressed up, is also to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the facade. To see, sometimes it looks like it's one thing and it's really something else. Nechas Yami Yitzhasari, the person is, when he gets, the Emes comes out, he looks like a certain person, and then the Sarid comes out when he's Yain. Everything looks a certain way until you really get behind it, and then you find it. That's the Avodah of Purim and the Avodah of our lives, is to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to find him. But if you do look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavai Melech V'Amon Hayoyim, you'll find even the Rashi Tevis, and sometimes you'll see a Kadosh Baruch Hu even more clearly, and you'll realize that he's holding your hand your entire life.